Hello and welcome to Hiblio TV's first ever podcast. Today we're looking at head lice. I'm pleased to be joined by Ian Finley, who's a pharmacist with 32 years experience. He works at Morton Pharmacy. It's great to have him here. So head lice are a common problem, particularly in school children aged between 4 and 11 years old. And these little things spread by direct head-to-head contact, climbing from one person's hair to another. Welcome, Ian. Welcome to our first ever podcast.
Thank you very much, Paul.
So, are they harmless?
Yes, they're generally harmless, but they can live in the hair a long time and can be very irritating. And because they live in the hair a long time, they can be irritating, both frustrating to deal with.
So I did a search on head lice, the word nits came up. What are the nits?
The nits are the actual egg cases. The lice live in the hair and then lay eggs that the female lice cement to the base of the hair strands. And those are the nits. They can either be unhatched eggs or can be actually empty cases when the eggs have actually hatched.
So as you say, they can live in the hair for a long time if they aren't treated. What's your advice for spotting the head lice?
Well, they're very, very small. They can range from the size of a pinhead to the size of a sesame seed. They can be white or greyish-brown in colour. The only true way of finding them, of whether they're there or not, is to actually find a live one. The best way of doing that is with a detector comb, which is a very fine-tooth white plastic comb, and that will identify whether there's any live insects there or, alternatively, whether there's any egg casings there.
Every time you mention insects, I can just feel my skin crawling. What are the other signs that we should be looking out for?
The most common ones are itchy scalp.
Yep.
Particularly around the back of behind the ears and around the nape of the neck, and can also get a rash on the nape of the neck and where the actual insects have been feeding, and also the feeling that there's something crawling in your hair, that feeling of movement on the scalp.
You're not helping here, okay? But we all remember that kind of feeling. So how do I get rid of head lice or nits?
There's three main ways to treat the presence of head lice. The first one is a lotion or a spray.
Yeah.
Different types available. They will either kill the insects with an insecticide or they will suffocate them. So different preparations suitable for pregnant women or for very young children or for people with asthma or eczema. So varying solutions available. The other option would be to wet comb.
So talking about the wet combing, do I need to do that once a day or do I need to op it to twice a day?
Wet combing actually needs to be quite thorough in the way that it's done.
Yeah.
The life cycle of the nit is about 10 to 12 days from egg hatching to when it's mature and can lay its own eggs. So what needs to happen is the hair needs to be washed, then covered in a liberal amount of normal conditioner.
Yeah.
Then every 4 days, the hair needs to be combed with a metal fine-tooth comb from the base of the hair all the way to the end. The reason it needs to be done every 4 days is to catch any new insects that hatch before they have a chance to lay any eggs. And the life cycle being what it is, that process needs to be repeated every 4 days for 2 weeks or until 2 weeks after the last louse has been found.
Because I imagine with the wet combing, I may have that feeling that I'm getting close to the end.
Yeah.
But as you say, the eggs, some of those eggs may not have hatched and I may have missed them with the comb.
Absolutely. That's a common misperception, is that you only need to get rid of the live ones. But of course, 10 days later, what were the eggs when you first started might then have hatched, and the whole cycle will then start again.
So you mentioned there around suitability of the lotions and the sprays for pregnant and breastfeeding women, for example, or children under 2. They can get that advice from the pharmacist and have that conversation with you.
Absolutely. There's a wide range of products available, as lotions or shampoos or sprays, and the suitability really depends on the needs of the person that's being treated. Now, that if a patient or mother of a patient is embarrassed, they're always welcome to come and have a chat in a private consultation room, and then we can work out the best treatment for that individual, or there's trained counter staff in pharmacies as well.
And the reasons being that actually, you know, I imagine that whole families could be struck down with head lice.
Absolutely, because they're passed by head-to-head contact, it's not uncommon for a child to bring head lice home from school and then other members of the family to share in the joy of the head lice.
And I imagine carefully reading the instructions with these products is always important.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. key thing is, even with the lotions, they're going to need to be used at least twice at 2 week intervals to make sure that any eggs that were there when the first treatment was applied will have died, will have hatched out and can then be caught by the second treatment.
Great. Thanks very much, Ian. Thanks for popping in. This is our end of our first podcast, all about head lice, with Dr. Ian, pharmacist Ian Finlay from Morton's Pharmacy in Axminster. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Paul.